doing this weird thing where we hang out, go on dates, and then have these little sleepovers. I sleep over at his house and we just cuddle. It's so nice, Greg. We make dinner, watch television, laugh. It's really sweet and I feel so close to him. He doesn't try anything and we just enjoy each other's company. I know I'm not supposed to expect anything more, but I'm feeling like his girlfriend, and you never know where this could lead. It feels so great to stay over and wake up with him. Is there anything wrong with this? Signed, Pat.
Dear Slumber Party, let me see. It wasn't hard enough for you to hear that the person you are dating doesn't want to be monogamous. But then, you slathered on the extra hurt by continuing to see him while he may be sleeping with other people. So now you're feeling like his girlfriend, but without any of the perks. Not even sex. What kind of weird science experiment are you doing with your emotions? Don't get me wrong, Madame Curie. I know it's nice to have companionship and wake up with someone that you really like. But that's what pets are for. Pets are God's way of saying don't lower the bar because you're lonely. Clearly you know yourself well enough to know that you aren't cool with sharing your man. And by the way, you shouldn't be cool with it. You deserve a boyfriend of your very own who you feel safe enough to have sex with. Greg. The old-fashioned idea is that women withhold sex when they want power. It seems like men can play that game too. Why buy the cow when you're getting the intimacy for free? Oh, it's so simple. If a guy is happy lying in bed with you while eating your cookies and watching old movies, and he's not gay, then he's just not that into you.
The multiple excuses excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend of a year and a half doesn't seem attracted to me. He doesn't want to have sex that often, maybe once every other week. Often I have to initiate it. When I ask him about it, he tells me that he's really stressed out about work, but that he really is attracted to me. Before that, he told me it was because his mother had recently died and he was too depressed. But when I really think about it, it's been pretty much like this ever since we met. Maybe for the first couple of weeks I felt like he thought I was hot, but since then, he has never really seemed that into me physically. I love him, and it's the most loving and healthy relationship in every other way, but now I spend a lot of time feeling frustrated and unattractive. My friends say I should believe what he's saying, but I'm starting to feel like he's just not that into me physically. Signed, Dara.
Dear Let's Get Physical, if I'm really into somebody, I want to put it in them and then take it out and then put it back in them later on. So, when we're picking someone who we want to spend a lot of time with, even perhaps the rest of our lives, we generally try to pick someone who likes to do the things that we like to do, including, if not especially, sex. You can accept these excuses all you want, but you have to ask yourself, is this the relationship you want to be in? Is this how you want to live the rest of your sex life? He may be into you. He may not. But the only thing you have to answer is this how you want to feel, perhaps, forever? Most regrettably, Greg. The Egyptians painted pots about it. The yogis write books about it. The Jews have made religious laws about it. They all believe that one of the strongest ingredients in a healthy union is sex. One of the great joys in life is that you get to have sex. The last person who should be stopping you from enjoying this is the person you're dating.
It's so simple.
Learn it, live it, like it, love it. If a man likes you, he's going to want to have sex with you. Sure, things may slow down in a long-term relationship, but even then, it's a joy, a gift, and you're right to have a fantastic sex life.
Here's Why This One Is Hard, by Liz.
Well, duh, it's about sex. Talking about sex, asking for sex, geez, that's really fun. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather believe any day of the week that a man is too scared, too stressed, too sad, too spiritual, too angry, too fat, too crazy, too in love with his ex-girlfriend, too scared, too sensitive, too sunburned, too in love with his mother, too homicidal, too anything, then find out that he's really just not attracted to me. Or that he doesn't want to have sex with me because then it will mean we're in a real relationship and actually he doesn't really like me that much. It's extra confusing because we're talking about sex, embarrassing, mixed with emotion.